Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can look on the computer and you can find out how to make chemicals. You can go there and look and see how to make nuclear bombs. So what he is saying, it's tragic that it happened, but it's still, I don't see the national security threat to our nation. I just don't understand it.
There's Steve, a caller who doesn't agree with the president that Syria's use of chemical weapons poses any kind of a threat to America. Syria, number one again this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're here to go through in the next hour all of the items that are in the top ten. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our program, which focuses on the talkers' charts for the week ending Friday, September the 13th. So let's run down the top ten hits as determined by the staff and management over at talkers.com, which is a great place to go every day. They monitor talk radio all across our country, talk television too, and the so-called new media. The new iPhone's number 10, NFL controversies and activity, the Redskins name, all of that stuff, number 9, Diana Nyad and her critics, number 8, number 7, George Zimmerman with his critics, Anthony Weiner and his critics, number 6, the critics who still say we don't have enough information on Benghazi, as we have gone through the first anniversary of what happened there, number 5, Obamacare, number 4. 12th anniversary of September 11th, number 3. Vladimir Putin and his interest in the United States, number 2. I guess the interest in Syria as well. And Syria, by the way, is number 1 again this week as we review the hot hits in talk radio. Let's get to host Mike O'Neill and Mike Russell working together, reviewing how the president made his case or not about Syria during his speech last Tuesday night.
This was shorter than I thought it was going to be. I thought we were going to run about 40 to 42 minutes on this one. I think he got in, got out. What did you take away from it, Doc?
I think most of the speech got ripped up in the last 24 hours when there developed an alternative to striking now. And so what we saw, and I tell you, I found this fascinating from just a rhetorical perspective, looking at what he did, to walk you through. And in case you didn't hear it, or even if you did, let me walk you through what he starts out talking about. Poison gas, that is a crime against humanity. That's a bad thing. Then we go to danger to our security. This will embolden terrorists. It will threaten our allies, even embolden Iran's use or development of nukes. Then he moves on. The next point is, I have the authority to act, but I, as a Democrat who believe, small D Democrat, who believes in the democratic process, I believe that this should be authorized, any action of a military nature should be authorized by Congress.
Wait, define small D Democrat, because that wasn't part of his speech.
Okay,
I want to know what you mean by small D Democrat.
By small D Democrat, I mean somebody who believes in democracy as opposed to somebody, a member of the Democratic Party.
Okay.
So he's saying, I believe in democracy and the ultimate repository for democratic decisions on matters of war and peace in our Constitution is that only Congress shall declare war, even though he's not asking for a declaration of war.
He said, I can do it, but...
I can do it, but
I'm
in a democracy, and the British model is there. I can do it, but... And this is also politically clever in that it is currently, unless he's moved the needle, and we'll talk more about that later,
correct,
but unless he's moved the needle, he's facing right now an American public that is more than skeptical about this. It's about 2-1.
What he did was hand Congress a bomb, said, here, hold this.
Yeah, here.
Right.
You can endorse this or not. But
right. It's going to blow up in either way.
He then went, and he went through a series of things which is a very, very important, useful rhetorical device. He acknowledged a whole lot of arguments against action, and he dealt with one.
He framed those in letters, right? Letters to me, that's how he framed
that. That's how he used to do it.
Right.
But he said, some people have said, for example, I acknowledge we have immense domestic priorities, because people are saying that. And then for each one of these, he dealt with, you can argue about how well he dealt with it, but he dealt with that. And then he announced, he said, basically, our objective is to deter the Syrians and to degrade their capabilities.
Okay.
He said that Syria is not a country that has retaliatory capabilities against us. In other words, I'm not putting the American homeland at any greater threat by taking action. Then he acknowledged again another argument that people have made. Hey, why do we have to be the world's policeman? He acknowledged that, and he said, well, as a result of that, we ought to seek alternatives to military action.
So stand by for more on Syria, because it's serious here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. As we work up to number 10 from number 1, the top 10 talk topics of the week here on the air in Syria at number 1. We continue listening to input from, at this time, host Al Malmberg, talking to terrorism expert Kerry Patton about what Patton thinks would happen if we do end up launching an airstrike against Syria.
We've been talking about Iran for several weeks now, ever since the president has made his threats known. And the question has always been, okay, so if we strike Iran, Syria, what is Iran going to do? What is Russia going to do? What is China going to do? And now we're also hearing rumblings about North Korea and their chemical weapons. What will their reaction be?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Number one, I do oppose any type of military intervention, but, you know, it's beyond just the fact that, you know, there's really no national security implications in, you know, military intervention. It's more, what are the secondary reactions coming from the international community, specifically those nations that we deem as enemies to the state? And I got to tell you, I do not foresee any nation, so to speak, conduct any type of physical retaliatory action, but I do foresee nations coming together and imposing economic endeavors that will hurt the United States in the long run. And that's my biggest concern. When you talk about, you know, these nations like Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Bolivia, and so forth, you also have to look at Russia and China and their capabilities, because they are allies to these groups.
Well, they certainly are, and that's what's scary about this entire scenario. Meanwhile, we have President Obama. Is he negotiating directly with Vladimir Putin?
I wouldn't say that he is directly negotiating, but I would say indirectly through advisors and so forth. There is a lot of negotiation going on right now. And by the way, this is actually more of a win for Vladimir Putin than it is for the United States.
Well, who's the leader and who's the follower in this these negotiations? Is it Putin that took the lead on this and offered to work as the mediator between the countries?
You know, it's hard to say. I think the United States, some of our dignitaries like Secretary of State John Kerry, even our Vice President Joe Biden, probably stated some things that gave ideas to Russia. Look who Russia's leader is. I mean, Vladimir Putin, he's a former KGB, FSB officer.
Yeah.
He's very good at manipulation. He's very good at propaganda. He's very good at persuasion. That's his tradecraft. What he has done is he capitalized on certain statements that were said among those that are part of this administration in the United States. And by capitalizing on it, he really is winning this battle.
Let's listen to some of your input. That would be talk radio callers around the country, what they had to say about the situation in Syria, and what, if anything, we as a country should be doing.
We are on a global chessboard. We have to pay attention. And the media is the message. Open it up, PBS, everywhere else, and have open discussion on all of this. Putin is in the back corner. And we are winning in this chessboard game. Back Obama, back Kerry, back Hillary Clinton. Do it all. I'm 79 years old. I went through World War II, and I understand it. This is the pivotal moment. And take charge. Our U.S. Congress is failing us. The U.N. is failing us. But Kerry is not failing us. Obama is not failing us.
It seems to me like we have been in it. We have enjoyed the liberty of freedom for so long that a lot of Americans, us Americans, have blinders on, that we really can't see what's really going on. And it's kind of irritating to me, because before President Obama decided to have any kind of action done, everybody was saying he should do something, he should do something. Now that he's doing something, the same people saying he shouldn't do something. You know, and it's been the same way for the whole time this man has been president.
I think that we don't need to bomb in Syria. I think that every time we try to help the Muslim community, they stab us in the back. They attacked the Christians in Egypt. They attacked us in Benghazi. I just don't think we need to trust the Muslims anymore in the Middle East. We have to stick by Israel, and Putin might be a little bit right this time. Putin, ever since Beslan, doesn't trust the Muslim community. They killed a lot of kids in Beslan. The trouble with the Muslim community is they're too violent, and they don't tolerate anybody else. They don't tolerate Christians, even in Syria.
I think the president is a genius. For a little bit of saber rattling, he's going to get what we need from the Syrians without firing a shot. And I hear a lot of people always saying about America can't be the policeman of the world. Who in this world would want to live in a modern city without a policeman in the city? So somebody has to do that job. And also occasionally I hear people say, well, these Sunnis and Shiites have been fighting for thousands of years. But people fought in Europe for thousands of years. We went to several world wars there, 100 years world war, so many wars in Europe, but we went there to help them. So I don't see why we can't help the people in the Mideast also.
It's interesting how when we're always on the verge of banking collapses, like in 1929, big world war looms. And I'm not too impressed by the kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which is about as undemocratic as you can get, being our big ally. They have a lot to answer for those hijackers on 9/11. I am disgusted with that. I'm passionate, like a lot of Americans, that are tired of what General Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex, the big business that runs wars and expects working-class Americans to fight and die. And I'm tired of the media that supports it. And I'm fired up and mad about it.
Up next, we shift the focus to Vladimir Putin and September 11th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Every week, every weekend, you can find out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, and it's my job to bring you through with a little bit of color, I guess, depending on your point of view, as we get to these items. Vladimir Putin, his op-ed piece in the New York Times, is the number two item. Jake Tapper talking to Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey about Menendez' reaction to the Putin piece in the Times.
Your response to this remarkable op-ed from Vladimir Putin that doesn't seem to be exactly on message with what I thought was being agreed to.
Well, Jake, I got an email with what President Putin had to say, and I have to be honest, we had dinner, and I almost wanted to vomit. I worry when someone who came up to the KGB tells us what is in our national interest and what is not.
And that's what I wonder is that with this as a scene setter, it's not quite the message, the subtle message that Anthony Weiner gave to the members of the press on his last limo ride away from. But it's pretty close, taking issue with American exceptionalism, saying it was the rebels, when he's already saying that he's going to help take CW away from the Assad regime. It's kind of in your face.
Well, it's very much in your face. And, you know, when I see Putin's other comment that suggests, well, you can't expect a country to unilaterally disarm. We're not talking about unilateral disarming. We're talking about chemical weapons. So if he believes that in the arsenal that Syria or any country should have is chemical weapons that they can use, my God, that's a real problem. That's not unilateral disarmament by any stretch of the imagination.
The 12th anniversary of the September 11th attacks would be number three as we work our way up the countdown. Here from affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to aviation expert Jay Ratliff about whether we are any safer when we fly today than we were 12 years ago.
Well, you know, we got up that morning and everybody's used to going to the airport. Maybe, depending on the size of the airport, you get there half hour before the flight, you walk through, bada boom, bada bang, and then suddenly everything changed. How much safer are we than we were on this morning 12 years ago?
Well, if I could use a graduated scale of 1 to 10, we were probably at about a 2, 2.5 on the day of 9/11. Mm-hmm. Since then, that's probably been improved to maybe 5, 5.5. So we've made significant progress. We certainly have a good way to go. And the two things I can cite that we are doing now we weren't doing then is, one, screening check luggage. Before 9/11, bags went from the counter to the tug to the belly of the aircraft. People thought, the public's perception was, those bags are screened. And the FAA, who many times far more interested in managing the perception of security than security itself, said, hey, as long as that's what the public thinks, then we're okay. We don't need to spend money screening check luggage for the 2 million people who fly every day.
Right.
Thankfully, thank God, we are now screening that luggage so that nobody can introduce something in there and attempt to blow up any of the 7,800 aircraft we have in the sky at this moment above the skies of the United States. The second thing we're doing is the full-body imaging scanners, which are in place at many airports that look for liquid or plastic explosives that might be strapped to somebody's body.
How effective are those things?
Well, they're certainly far more effective than the magnetometers that you and I used to walk through for decades that only look for metal. So they're far from perfect. They've got some flaws, but for the most part, they do a good job. And look, anything that's 80% or better, I'll certainly go with, because it is keeping us safer. So, you know, they're a pain. We do have to get to the airport a little bit early, but, you know, thankfully, we've not had a repeat of any sort of an attack successful in the last 12 years. So certainly the law enforcement individuals around the country and the world are doing a great job of keeping us safe.
Jay, do you know of attacks that have been thwarted that have not made the news?
A couple, and I would have to classify those as unconfirmed reports as they are brought to me. They happen routinely around the world, more internationally than domestically here in the United States. But it's certainly things many times where people are just testing the system. They're trying to see what they can do, what they can get away with, what's caught, what's not, either an individual or a series of individuals that are trying to see what they can do as far as getting around some of the various security checkpoints. And more often than not, it's caught. And not only does that prevent anything then from happening, but it also sends the message that, okay, we're now looking for that as well. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes that, you know, most of us are not aware of. And certainly it's all designed to keep us as safe as we can as we head to the airport.
A battle over Obamacare and the first anniversary of the Benghazi attacks in Libya next year. As you continue to listen to the hot hits, the rundown, the run up, if you will, on the countdown.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract.
I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Items of interest here, the people and the stories. At number four, continuing focus on the Affordable Health Care Act, so-called Obamacare, host Jim Forsythe talking about how much your insurance premiums are going to go up when Obamacare goes into effect.
The big question that everybody has had since we began debating Obamacare way back in 2010, at the end of the day, there's only one thing that most people want to know, and that is how much is my insurance premiums going to go up because of Obamacare, which, of course, starts kicking in October 1st. It will affect the premiums that people pay for health insurance starting January 1st. And finally, we're getting some answers. There were several experts from all over the city who met with local business leaders at an event sponsored by the Greater Chamber of Commerce. And the bottom line is 20 to 40% is the amount that that you pay for health insurance is going to go up, thanks to Obamacare. Now, this is referring only to people who get their health insurance through their employer through what are called cafeteria plans, which is the way most employed people get their health insurance. The part of the premium you pay is deducted from your paycheck every 2 weeks or month or weekly or however frequently you get paid. So the best way for you to figure that out is to just figure out how much you're paying now in premiums and add 20 to 40% to that. Now, the reason why the range is so big is obviously this depends on a lot of factors. First of all, and this is very interesting, the young people, young workers, especially workers in their 20s, are going to get socked a lot harder than workers in their 50s and 60s. As a matter of fact, some older workers may actually see their premiums come down due to Obamacare, due to something called age band compression. Now, how's that for gobbledygook? Essentially, what that means is currently the law says that older employees cannot be charged more than 7 times what a younger employee is charged for health insurance. Obviously, people in their 20s have generally almost no health problems, which means that their health insurance problems are premiums are generally pretty small. You cannot charge an older worker who may have pre-existing conditions, and keep in mind you can't exclude anybody for pre-existing conditions anymore, who goes to the doctor more, goes to the hospital more. Currently, you can charge them no more than 7 times the premium you charge a younger employee. That's going down under Obamacare to 3 times. Which means that the most expensive worker in your company's payroll cannot be charged more than 3 times for their health insurance premium what the healthiest 22-year-old you have on the payroll is charged. And that means that those people in their 20s are going to see some very, very hefty increases in the premiums they pay. And the prices for older workers are going to come down a lot less than that. And in some cases, they may actually go down.
First anniversary of the attacks in Benghazi, number 5 on the countdown. I think we're making too much of this. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to a reporter named Cheryl Atkinson. Atkinson's been covering the Benghazi attack since it happened last year.
What was the first inkling? Now, this is on your beat, et cetera. You covered it. But what was the first inkling of this that jumped out at you that this was an issue that really needed to be explored?
The lack of answers on a timeline.
Right.
Initially, I came in, I think it was maybe a week or two after the attack. CBS asked me to work my contacts and see what I could find out. And I couldn't get basic answers to very simple known questions, such as when did the attack begin? When was the attack over? At the time, the government had implied, if not stated outright, there was a single attack that went on a fairly short period of time. And when I kept saying, well, what time was it over? We were thinking maybe midnight or something like that at the time. We now know it went on for a good 8 hours, and that there were two waves of attacks. But none of that was known in the beginning, and the lack of answers and the fact that they wouldn't even, you know, give me answers to simple questions told me initially there was probably something up.
What is the single biggest remaining question in your view?
Number one, I guess I have two. Who changed the talking points, or basically who came up with the strategy to use the YouTube video as a reason, or the alleged, you know, fault, the reason that the attack happened, when we now know that nobody believed that was the case, you know, in the early hours they knew from the start. So there was, in my view, a decision to make that a storyline in the early days. We still don't know what meeting or how that came about. That's to me the biggest question. Is that, in your mind, the biggest question?
No, my biggest question is the American military. We've had Donna Rumsfeld and others on, Cheryl. That is a big question, too. That's an ongoing question. But over that period of time, that no order was to ride to the rescue by some force in some way, shape, or form. That, to me, is just unforgivable and unfathomable that we've never done that before.
So I would say that's the second big outstanding unanswered question in my mind as well, and that, you know, it still doesn't make sense. If you take at face value the idea that there was nothing, there were no assets in one of the most difficult hotspots in the world, on 9/11 near North Africa, there was not a single plane that could fly over there. If that's true, and my sources say it's not, but even if that's true, is that not a scandal of itself?
Exactly. Exactly right. And just that we hear various things, well, there was no order to stand down, but there was an informal order to do that. What are you probing right now? Where are you on this story, the one-year anniversary?
Well, I'm writing an article that we'll be publishing on CBSNews.com that kind of brings a few things, updates a few things, but I won't say there's any giant news that I'm about to break.
Up next, Anthony Weiner, George Zimmerman, and Diana Nyad, all names in the news and thus on the docket as we cover the world of news talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC Certified Service Experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC Certified Service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN.
To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to the Weekly Review, the Hot Hits, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. My job to bring you through the numbers and get you focused on some of the things that you've really been engrossed in, or maybe some of the things you haven't heard anything about this week. Number six on the countdown, Anthony Weiner and his primary loss. Here are our hosts, John and Ken, with reporter Shannon Farron, talking about Weiner's concession speech after receiving less than 5% of the vote in the New York primary this past week.
DeWiener got, what was it, 4.9%?
Yeah, he didn't even crack 5%.
No, we were joking about 6%.
95-plus percent of New York voters rejected him. There weren't that many people who voted. Politics isn't so hot in New York either. Everybody was mocking Los Angeles for having such a low turnout.
Is that right?
But New York.
Do you know what percentage of Democrat voters, registered voters, turned out?
Well, there's 7 million people in the city, and there's about 500,000 voters.
Oh,
that came out yesterday.
For both, because it was a Republican primary.
Oh, it was a Republican primary. Got 50,000 voters.
Yeah, there's very few Republicans.
50,000.
It's amazing that Bloomberg was the mayor for that, and Giuliani, because they're kind of Republicans.
Yeah, because people don't really trust the Democrats in New York to run the city. They don't. When it comes to the executive jobs, even all the ultra-liberals in New York don't want one of those wieners running things.
Well, here is a minute and 20 seconds of Anthony Weiner giving it up.
I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, there's no doubt about it. We had the best ideas. Sadly, I was an imperfect messenger.
The three people there?
And you know what? When I would travel around, when sometimes things got a little dicey on the campaign, and I'd go to a subway stop, or I'd go to a concert or a church service, sometimes people would come up to me, and they'd wrap their arms around me, or they'd pull me close to whisper in my ear, they'd take my hand, and they'd say, don't quit.
And I groped them.
Well, there was never any quit in this campaign.
Right, there might be 10 people.
But at the end of the
this
day, something binds us together. It binds us together that all of us, wherever we came from.
It's like he's 16 years
he's
old.
He's breaking
to leave
up
a
here.
City.
He's breaking up.
A little bit better than the one we found.
Oh.
All these cheap lines that everybody uses. Man, you're such a dope.
Larry Flynn was there.
And we might have come up a little short in this campaign.
A little short?
But we are all unified in that fight.
A little short, 5%.
And if we keep fighting, and I hope you will.
You're missing about 4 inches there.
If you keep fighting, I'm going to keep fighting. Because we're going to keep New York the capital of the middle class for years.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting. Really, I am.
I repeat the question. What is wrong with you? I think it was good, Shannon, that they were in a pub because people could have played a drinking game with this concession speech because I think he mentioned the middle class like 10 times.
Fighting for the middle
class.
God,
I would have paid money to be there.
I mean, it
would
have been easy. Just get the shots lined up on the bar.
We should have gone. That would have been a fun trip.
So
yeah, because Sydney Leather showed up, but they wouldn't let her in. She was stalking him all day, showed up at his campaign headquarters, and then showed up at the after party at the bar, but they wouldn't let her in.
I honestly feel like he's holed up in his home office, wearing nothing, with his laptop and his cell phone.
George Zimmerman in the news, number seven, his problems. Host Mo Kelly talking about an iPad that seems to be at the center of the domestic violence case that could put Zimmerman behind bars, which seems to be where a lot of people think he belongs. This is an O.J. case, or is it like O.J.? Let's get him for whatever we can get him on.
The latest on the story is
no charges are going to be filed in reference to this incident. No charges. Now, we know in domestic situations, it's not necessarily up to either party involved. Rihanna didn't press charges. Nicole Brown Simpson never pressed charges. It's not left up to the person involved or people involved. But as of right now, Lake Mary police are saying that no charges are going to be filed until they can ascertain what is or is not on the video of the destroyed iPad. And I thought to myself, why do we need to see the video that's on the iPad? And it begs the obvious question, well, if the iPad was destroyed, and we agree that it is, and there's surveillance video of the iPad being destroyed by George Zimmerman, and there is, how does that not constitute vandalism, first and foremost? And since the contents of the iPad are specifically related to this investigation, then ergo, obstruction of justice. Anyone? We have video of George Zimmerman destroying the iPad. We have a press conference of the police saying, well, we can't file charges until we figure out what was on the iPad, which happened to be destroyed by George Zimmerman. Am I missing something here? We also have, I'll say, the testimony, the 911 tape. You can't undo that. You can't unring the bell. You can't call 911 and say George Zimmerman hit my dad and then say, well, he really didn't hit my dad. You can't do that.
Number 8 item on the countdown, Diana Nyad and those silly critics of hers. Here's host Monique Marvez talking about some marathon swimmers who are trying to discredit Nyad, take away from her the win. That won't happen in most people's minds. Remember, she swam from Cuba to Florida, 53 hours, 110 miles. Oof.
I sobbed. I watched her on live television, and I felt like, this is proof that you never, ever, ever, ever give up. So this morning, and as early as late yesterday afternoon when people were saying, I'm not so sure she actually did it, I was mad as a hornet. Because in the days of social media, how could you fake that? This isn't the days where people would run in the last 2 miles of the New York Marathon. They would hide in the crowd and kind of like jut out, you know, walk sideways and start jogging. There's too many camera phones. People could pull hoaxes and stunts and stuff all the time in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, even early 2000s. But now, some guy on the boat would be tweeting secretly, we're pulling her. We're pulling her on a tow rope. This is BS. Somebody would leak it. Some picture of her holding onto a fin would show. It's not possible that we wouldn't know if this was stunted. Somebody on the boat with a skeptic's black heart would want us to know. Because I got to be honest with you. Even if she cheated in the middle of the waters where no one could see her and not on the two coasts, she's 64 years old. If it were a 64-year-old man, I'd be excited. But here's the thing. This woman swam. And they're saying, at the very least, and this is the last thing they're trying to hang it on, at the very least, she didn't follow strict guidelines known as the English Channel rules. What? By using a specialized mask and bodysuit to protect herself from jellyfish. Well, you know what happened September 23rd, 2011? 62-year-old Diana Nyad tried to swim. And the reason why I know this is because she made it so far. She swam for 41 hours without the protection, with sharks circling underneath her. Sharks circling underneath her. And she did it. And when you saw her face from the jellyfish stings, it was unbelievable what happened to her. So look, I'm not going to fault you if you wear a mask to protect you from jellyfish stings.
Up next, the NFL. and the new iPhones. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Still have a couple of items to get to, so don't go away.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Up to number 9 on the countdown, Doug Steffen here with a focus on the name change, or the suggestion to be a name change. Not much likelihood that will happen. But at any rate, here let's listen to the discussion with our sports host LeVar Arrington and Chad Dukes talking to Commissioner Roger Goodell of the NFL about the increase in protests over the Redskins, or at least the name Redskins, and what, if anything, the commissioner thinks ought to be done about it.
You know, the issue that has kind of been surrounding the name of our franchise here, the owner, Dan Sanders, come out and said that he will never change the name of the Redskins. Is that his decision to make alone, or do you ever foresee a situation where the league may have any influence in an issue of that magnitude?
I know that, you know, the team name is part of their history and tradition, and that's something that's important to the Redskins fans. I think what we have to do, though, is we have to listen. If one person is offended, we have to listen. And ultimately, it is Dan's decision, but it's something that I want all of us to go out and make sure we're listening to our fans, listening to people who have a different view, and making sure that we continue to do what's right to make sure that team represents the strong tradition and history that it has for so many years.
Commissioner, when it's stated it's Dan's decision, do you ever feel like it could, you know, the league could possibly run into a situation where they're forced to have that conversation just based off of, I mean, you got guys like Peter King, who is an established and well-respected sports journalist and writer that has really covered this league for quite some time, saying he's not going to use the name anymore. There's a lot of people trying to beat the drum. It seems as though it's gaining more traction than it ever has. Does it still remain the ownership's decision on that, or does it become something that, if it's damaging to the point of where it's hurting the brand of the Shield, that something more has to take place?
Well, you know, we're always sensitive to what impacts on the league is in general. That includes our 32 teams and making sure that we're doing what's right here. And that's why I think, again, we have to do everything that's necessary to make sure that we're representing the franchise in a positive way, and that Rich history and tradition. And if we are offending one person, we need to be listening and making sure that we're doing the right things to try to address that.
And the number 10 item on the countdown, the introduction of those new iPhones, host Steve Simpson talking to tech expert Dave Arland about the underwhelming response that greeted this week's announcement from Apple about the new iPhones.
I guess no huge surprises from this announcement from Apple, right, Dave?
Well, that's right. And in fact, some of the Apple fans out there are kind of underwhelmed by the announcements, the reaction, kind of a meh. Some analysts in the financial industry were hoping that Apple was going to do a really low-cost iPhone, and that would be a low-cost product they could market to folks in China. This, the new iPhone C, the iPhone C is the one that's all colorful.
Yeah.
It is less expensive. It's basically plastic, with reinforcements of steel, but it's not going to be so much more cheaper than the current product in terms of a global product. Still, it is going to be pretty reasonable. For a 2-year contract, you can pick it up for $99, so that's not too bad. And it's going to come in blue, white, pink, yellow, and green. So that's going to be a new area for Apple, at least in developed countries like here. It gives them a beachfront against some of the competitors who are doing other things. They also announced a new iPhone 5S, and that's their top-of-the-line model. It's going to come in 3 colors, silver, black, or gold. And the biggest news here, 2 things. One, it's going to have a faster processor. It's twice as fast as the current iPhone. You might think, well, big deal. But it's 40 times faster than the original iPhone. So if you're still hanging on to one of those, this would be the time to upgrade.
Well, and, I guess the other news that came out for those of us who aren't in the market for a phone, maybe we're very happy with our iPhone, we get the new operating system. That's coming out, when, next week, I think?
Yeah, next week. It will be available as a download, and there are some 70 million devices out there that operate on the Apple operating system. So iOS 7 is coming, and you'll have a chance to refresh and you know, get some new things. Another new thing in the iPhone 5S that's coming, that's the new one that also comes next week, is a fingerprint identification on the home button. So it's actually a mini camera that's in there. You put your finger on it, and that eliminates the need to punch in passwords, not only to turn on the phone, but anything that requires a password, like iTunes, for example. So to buy new content, it'll know who you are by your fingerprint.
Let's recap now the new iPhones, number 10, NFL controversies, number 9, Diana Nyad, number 8, George Zimmerman at number 7, Anthony Weiner at number 6, and the Benghazi attacks, number 5, Obamacare, number 4, 12th anniversary of September 11th, number 3, Vladimir Putin, number 2, and Syria, number 1 this week. As we've reviewed in the last hour, as you know, the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia. Copyright 2014. Written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.